For KBIA in Columbia, I'm Corey Davidson. A marginal reduction in revenue as a result of the pandemic makes for a much different look forward for the Columbia City Council's 2021 fiscal year budget. Today's budget proposal had one major theme, uncertainty in the future. City Manager John Glasscock says he made cuts from many city departments as a result of decreased revenues across the board. Among these changes are proposals to reform functions of the Columbia Police Department in response to recent community action. The community outreach unit is recommended to be reformed, a move Glasscock says comes with mandatory in-service training.
The outreach unit will consist of six officers and a sergeant. The community policing philosophy will continue to be taught and modeled. In the coming year, officers will be reevaluated by criteria that support community policing.
Glasscock also proposed the elimination of four parking enforcement positions for downtown, moving this responsibility to the police department.
It'll be a uniformed officer. They'll be doing it. It probably won't be as intense as it was with just having parking enforcement concentrated on it.
The proposal also calls to provide for a second spokesperson for the police department to allow for better communication. The City Council will hold multiple public hearings for the proposed budget on August 17th, September 8th, and September 21st. The budget should be adopted by the Council at the September 21st meeting. The Columbia Boone County Public Health and Human Services has launched a mobile-friendly COVID-19 site, the Columbia Missourian reports. The new information hub comes in addition to the website's desktop version. The mobile hub will show all the same information, such as the number of positive cases, deaths, and other indicators. The site also has information on 5-day average graphs, which visualize changes in positive cases in 5-day increments since March 13th. County statistics are usually updated every day by 5 p.m. and will be reflected on the new website. One Springfield, Missouri woman is suing the city and eight members of the city council over its decision to require face coverings. Rachel Shelton and her attorney, who is a former city councilwoman, announced yesterday they are asking the court to stop the ordinance from going into effect. They argue the ordinance violates certain rights, like the freedom of expression and religion under the First Amendment. They also argue the ordinance is too broad and violates due process. Springfield is the third largest city in Missouri and one of many areas across the state to start mandating face coverings in response to spikes in coronavirus cases. Today, Missouri has a fourth day in a row of record increases in COVID-19 cases, with 1,652 new cases since yesterday. I'm Corey Davidson, KBIA News, Columbia.